AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden says he's doing all he can to lower gas prices, releasing 15 million barrels from the Strategic Oil Reserve.
We'll keep doing everything we can to keep it going, to ensure that our energy independence and security is available, and to lower gas prices here at home, and to give folks a little bit of breathing room.
Biden rejects the notion that politics playing a role in his latest action. The midterm elections are less than a month away. Former President Donald Trump scheduled to answer questions under oath in a lawsuit filed by a newspaper columnist who claims Trump raped her in a Manhattan store dressing room in the 1990s.
The deposition gives lawyers for E. Jean Carroll a chance to interrogate Donald Trump about the assault allegations and statements he made in 2019 when she first told her story publicly. Trump says she completely made up a story that I met her at the doors of this crowded New York City department store and within minutes swooned her. It's a hoax and a lie. His legal team worked for years to delay his deposition in the lawsuit, which was filed when he was still president. Carroll was to have been questioned by Trump's lawyers last Friday. Julie Walker, New York.
NASA astronaut Nicole Mann is the first Native American woman in space. In this from onboard the International Space Station, she talks about how awed she is seeing the Earth from above.
It is an incredible scene of color, of clouds and land, and it's difficult not to stay in the cupola all day and just see our planet Earth and how beautiful she is and how delicate and fragile she is.
Mann, a Marine colonel and test pilot, says it's important to recognize there are all types of people aboard the space station. It's currently home to 3 Americans, 3 Russians, and 1 Japanese astronaut. 2 days of gains stalled today on Wall Street. The Dow lost just under 100 points. The S&P dropped 24, and the NASDAQ was off 91. This is AP News. Government health regulators have cleared a coronavirus booster dose. AP's Mike Hempen has this.
U.S. regulators have cleared the COVID-19 vaccine made by Novavax. The new booster option is for people 18 and older who can't get the Pfizer or Moderna boosters for medical or accessibility reasons, or who otherwise would not get a COVID-19 booster shot at all. The Food and Drug Administration says the Novavax shot is to be used only as a first booster at least 6 months after the primary shot. The Novavax vaccine is protein-based, unlike the other COVID-19 shots available in the U.S. About 48% of Americans who receive their primary vaccinations have never received a booster. Mike Hempen, Washington.
Novavax's initial 2-dose shots have been available since the summer. The company is also testing an Omicron-targeted booster. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.